the centre of the Sahara Desert in North Africa. One of the driest places on Earth. I'm over 6 hours' drive from civilization. Temperatures here regularly reach 100 degrees Fahrenheit, and there's less than half an inch of rainfall each year.
Whole thing's a mood. It's like walking on water.
Yet, hidden amongst these dry dunes are clues that point to the dramatic influence the planet has had on human lives.
I've come here because although you'd never know it, the story of this place is all about water. The clues are etched into that rock face there. Prehistoric rock art dating back 6,000 years and depicting the most unlikely cast of characters you've ever seen. Wow, what is that? It's a giraffe. It's a giraffe, look at it. There's a neck. There's its ears, look at that, it's an eye, its mouth. That's really natural, isn't it? And this looks like a giraffe dipping its head down, drinking some water. We've got a herd of giraffes here. Two cats. They're fighting. This. What is this? It looks like a figure of a... It's a figure of a man, but he's wearing a bikini. And this is clearly a crocodile, which is especially odd here.
This is an aquatic animal. It doesn't just paddle around. It needs a lot of water to live in.
In fact, all the creatures that are depicted on these rocks are not desert animals. They need wet conditions.
In such a parched wilderness, how can this be? The only explanation is that 6,000 years ago, this place was wet. Once you know what to look for, the evidence is all around.